Hey everybody, this is Vitaly Grimblad. Welcome to today's Daily Dose of Awesome, your 15 minutes of inspiration, education, and motivation brought to you by Elite Marketing Pro. My name is Vitaly Grimblad, and I'm Chief Copywriter here at Elite Marketing Pro. And today, we're going to talk about why use email and how to get good at it. So, why use email? One of my favorite topics. By the way, the reason I'm outside is because I'm home alone with the twins. My wife and my oldest daughter are out. And hey, everybody. Hey, guys. And so the twins, they are tearing the house apart with the dog. So I decided to step outside so I can have some peace and quiet and actually gather my thoughts and not listen to the screams as they are fighting, which happens every few minutes. The joys of working from home. All right. So why use email and how to get good at it? So I'm sure that you guys have read Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. And so if you remember in his second book, The Cashflow Quadrant, he talks about a story about two contractors. I believe their names were Bill and Ed. And I forget which one's which, but it doesn't really matter. One of them, the village hired both contractors or put out a bid for contractors to bring water to the village, because the village didn't have the water. So one of them, I think it was Bill, he said, I'm going to go to the river and I'm going to start hauling buckets of water back and forth. And that's what he did. And he started delivering water to the village while the other guy, Ed, he kind of went away for a little while, wrote up a business system. And then he came back and created a pipeline and he started delivering water to the village 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, just by automatically delivering it with his pipeline. So one guy was using a pipeline and the other guy was hauling buckets, right? That's the short version of the story that he told in the book. And so the difference between the... That's weird. I just had a phone call in the middle of a live, so I hope that didn't get interrupted. Anyway, so one guy was using leverage and the other guy was using manual labor. And so the reason why you want to use emails is because it gives you the ultimate leverage. Okay, it gives you an opportunity to speak to a number of people at the same time. It gives you a chance to connect with not just one individual, but 10, 20, 30, 1,000, 2,000, 5,000, 50,000 people, depending on how big your list is, all at the same time. All right. And so, of course, technology is fantastic. You know, we're using Facebook Live. That's certainly a way to connect with people. Right. And social media is a great platform. Facebook's a great platform to connect with people. And that's a way that you can leverage. But email gives you the ultimate leverage because it's an asset that you own and can control. Right. I've said this many times before that you don't own Facebook. You don't own your list on Facebook. Right. You have a Facebook fan page. It's there today. It can be gone tomorrow. Not that it would be gone, but you have very little control over it. But when you have a list of prospects, a list of people that have opted into to one of your pages and said, yes, I want to hear more from you, that is your list, that is your asset. And an email is a way for you to leverage your time and be able to communicate with your list with many people at the same time. Okay, so that's why communicating with your list as quickly as possible. So let's talk about how you would get good at it, how you would exactly what you need to do in order to communicate with your list effectively. Because I don't know about you, but I am on a lot of different lists and I get a lot of different emails on a daily basis, and most of them I ignore. And the reason I ignore them is not because they're not any good, but because there's just too much of them. There's just too much information out there. There's too much, you know, I get hit with so many different emails. I'm sure you guys do too. And most of them, overwhelming majority of them, are salesy, right? They're too salesy. All they want to do is they want to pitch whatever they're promoting, the product, the affiliate program, their business opportunity. And it's the same thing every single day, okay? And after a while, you just get tired of it, right? Because who wants to constantly read another commercial message on a daily basis, right? We all get bombarded with it. So the way that you separate yourself from the herd, from the rest of the marketers, is you start saying different things in your email than everybody else, okay? So I want you to think about, so this is how you would get good at it, right? You want to become aware, right? You want to create an awareness of what people are seeing in their inboxes and on their Facebook news feeds. And you want to start paying attention to what people are responding to and what people are not responding to. In other words, what people like and what people don't like. And one of the best ways to do it is to kind of look at your own inbox and see what grabs your attention, what makes you interested in reading something versus what turns you off. Because chances are, if you're interested in something, then your prospects are probably will be interested in that same thing. Okay, and if something turns you off, there's a pretty good chance that your prospects are also going to be turned off by the same things, right? So one of the ways that I like to do this, or what I like to look at, is the entire movie industry and the entertainment industry, because they are the best in the world at capturing attention. Can you guys agree with that, right? They are absolutely phenomenal at getting people to pull out their wallets and spend money on fictitious stories, right? Billions of dollars are being spent on people going to the movies, watching Netflix or Amazon Prime, and watching shows and movies. Why? Because people like entertainment. People like to be entertained. And there are a lot of lessons that you can extract from that. And one of the lessons is the fact that people like to be entertained. So if you focus on making your emails entertaining, if you make the number one focus of your email to add a little bit of entertainment value to your prospect's life, that in of itself is already going to be different than what they're seeing in their inbox. You're immediately going to stand out. So if you're taking notes, or if you're taking mental notes, you know, jot that down, memorize that. Entertainment, right? You want to create entertainment. Now, not just for the sake of entertainment. We're not talking about making people laugh or, just pure entertainment, because you're not writing a movie, you're not writing a book. But by being entertaining, you get to capture a little bit more of their attention, and you get to keep them with you for a few extra moments that they wouldn't give you unless they were interested in your message. And so that's the lesson that you want to, that's one of the biggest lessons that you want to take away from the movie industry, is be engaging and be entertaining. So the other thing is, people get really caught up with emails, and I do a lot of critiques. I look at a lot of emails, and people get really caught up with how to write them correctly and how to structure them correctly and how to make them sound really good. And they think too much about writing, and they don't think about the most important thing, which is talking. Which is what we're doing right now. Well, I'm doing, right? You're listening, but we're having a conversation, right? I'm talking to you. And that's all an email is. It is a conversation. Hassan is asking, where am I? I'm in my backyard. This is my backyard. My deck. If you're joining us later, I said that early on that I'm home alone with the twins and they're tearing up the house, so I decided to step outside because it's too noisy in the house. Anyway, so lost my train of thought there for a second. So entertainment, right? You want your emails to be entertaining. And what you want to do is you want to be able to engage people, and you want them to be interested in wanting to find out what's next, what you have to say. So how do you do that? It's called curiosity, right? How do you develop that curiosity? Again, looking at Hollywood and the movie industry, before a movie comes out, what is the first thing that they do? They launch a trailer, right? And you get to see a little preview of the movie with probably some of the best parts in the movie. Sometimes those are the only good parts in the movie, as I found out. But in any case, they launch a trailer with a preview of the movie. And that hopefully whets your appetite enough for you to go and spend 10, 15, 20 bucks and go see the movie, right? Or rent it later through Netflix or however you decide to watch it. Same thing with commercials on TV, right? They talk, they give you a little preview of what's coming up, and if that creates enough curiosity, then you'll tune in and you'll watch the movie or the program. And so there's another big lesson there that you can use in your emails, okay? You can say things immediately in your email that will get people interested in wanting to find out more. And what I was just talking about a minute ago is writing versus talking. So where people get hung up on is when they start writing their email, they think they have to be very formal. They think they have to have the right opening, the right introduction, and kind of lead into whatever the topic of the email is. And the problem with that is that it's too long and too boring. And unless you engage people immediately, unless you immediately hit them with something super entertaining, super curiosity provoking, they're not going to want to continue reading your email. And so what you want to do when you start your email, when you open your email, You want to open what I like to call with a bang. You want to open it with something that will immediately grab their attention and create enough curiosity for them to keep reading. So you open with, so if you're telling a story, for example, if you're telling a story in your email about something that happened, the minute you start painting the picture, you're immediately engaging their mind, just like you would in a movie, just like you would in a good book, or you would read in a good book. That creates a little hook in their mind. That sets a hook for them to want to continue reading to find out what's next. So don't worry about, when you're writing an email, don't worry about how you write it. Worry about how it sounds when you talk to a person, because all an email is, it's a conversation. You're having a conversation with your prospect. And if you want to talk to them about using your system to grow their business, or if you want to talk to them about your particular product or service or your business opportunity, then whatever it is that you want to talk about, get to the heart of the email or of your topic immediately, and don't beat around the bush, okay? So it does take a little bit of time to develop. It's not something that you learn in a day or two or even a week or two. It does take some time and practice. But as anything, this is a learned skill, and you just have to realize that you're going to be bad before you're going to be good, and you're going to be good before you're going to be great, okay? So just start doing it. And the more you do it, the better you're going to get faster. So there are three parts to an email. There's a subject line. There's the opening, the body copy, the opening with the body copy, and then there's the call to action. And so before you sit down and write the actual email, again, this is a conversation. So when I say write, I really don't like to use the word write, because you're really talking. You're not writing. You're writing, but you're talking. It's a conversation. That's probably the biggest tip that I can give you is it's a conversation. You're having a one-on-one conversation with a prospect. So as you begin talking your email, which, by the way, here's another tip. When you finish writing it, say it out loud and see how it sounds, right? See how it sounds, and you'll pick up. You will hear your own voice. You'll pick up on things that are off. So when you sit down, before you even write your subject line, before you write the body copy, think about the goal of your email. What is it that you're trying to do? Do you want to get this person to click on your link? Do you want them to go watch a video? Do you want them to go read a blog post? Do you want them to opt into another page? You know, what is it that you want them to do? Now, once you have that clear goal, once you have that clear objective, the rest of your email and your call to action is going to be dictated by that objective, okay? So who you're writing to, you know your prospect, and what is your objective. And the next thing that you're going to do is you're going to come up with a subject line that's going to be it's got to be so curiosity provoking that it'll stop them from scanning their inbox, from scanning on whether they're looking at it on their phone or on their computer, but they're scrolling through their inbox, and your subject line has to stop them and make them go, I want to click this. I got to see what this says. And really, you know, if you look at our emails, and you look at some of the subject lines that we send out on a regular basis, you look at the emails and you read the subject lines, you'll see that some of these, you'll see the those subject lines that really jump out at you and grab you. And they're usually not filled with hype or some bold promise. They're usually just very curiosity provoking. It could be some kind of a saying, it could be something controversial, it could be something like news. And I'm drawing a blank right now on what I wrote yesterday, but there was a news story, this is a perfect example. There was a news story yesterday about Google getting slapped by the European Union antitrust regulator for a whopping $2.7 billion fine because of how they displayed their search results for shopping and how they place, I guess, their own Google Shopping results above other competitors and so on and so forth. So without getting into the whole story, I saw this and I said, you know, I can use that in an email. So I forget the subject line that I wrote, but you could probably go search the email and you can find it if you're on our list. And that is curiosity provoking, okay? Oh, I remember the subject line that I wrote. The subject line was, holy smokes, that will leave a mark. Okay, now, will that stop somebody dead in their tracks? Think about that. Yes, it's different. It's probably different than what most people are seeing in their inbox. And so How did I come up with that subject line? Well, I kind of sat there and thought about, you know, this fine and what can I say to generate curiosity around it? Because if I want people to read what's in the email, then I have to say something in the subject line that's going to get them to open it. Okay? So, holy smokes, it just kind of came to me after a few minutes of thinking about different things I could say. That subject line kind of popped into my head. I wrote it, and so that was the subject line. So then the next thing is, once you write the subject line, you need to have an opening that's going to be curiosity provoking. I don't have the email in front of me right now, but any email that I write, the next thing that I think about is, what can I say that will keep the person engaged in wanting them to read more? So your opening has to be really short, really punchy, and kind of set the hook in for them to want to continue reading. Now think about, again, going back to the movie industry, when you watch a good movie, don't they always start with some kind of a dramatic scene? Something that's gonna keep you on the edge of your seat and plant an idea in you and open that loop for you to want to find out more, to see what's gonna happen next, right? That's what you wanna do with your emails. So if you really wanna get good at this, just watch movies, right? And watch the opening scenes of some of the best movies out there and pay attention. Like, look at it through a marketer's and through an email marketer's point of view and pay attention to how they're doing this, how they're introducing the characters or the plot. Again, we don't need to get too scientific about this, okay? Just look at what they're doing for you to say, for your subconscious to automatically go, I want to see this movie. I want to know what happens next, okay? So do that with your opening. And then once you do that, if you have a good subject line and if you have a good opening, you're halfway done, right? You're halfway home, because now they've invested the time to actually click and open the email, and they've invested the time to read the opening, and now a lot of people are just going to continue reading what's going to happen next, okay? So if you work on that, if you just work on your subject lines and you work on the opening, then the rest of the email will kind of take care of itself. Then you just want to tell your story. You tell your story, you make your point, and then you have your call to action, and you tell them what you want to do, or you want them to do. You tell them, go read this blog post, go watch this video, go opt into this list, you know, go check out whatever it is, right? Whatever it is that you're promoting. So subject line, opening, you do that. Pay attention to how the movie industry does it, and your emails are going to be radically different than that of most marketers. All right? And so with that, guys, I think we're pretty much running out of time. I want to thank you for tuning in. If you're part of the Elite Marketing Pro community, we do have a program training called the Email Profit Machine, which actually, where I actually talk about all these things in great detail. So if you want to check that out, that would be great. You can learn more about that by, you know, inside of our community. And with that, I want to thank you guys for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. Take care, everybody.